Greetings, greetings, greetings.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Greetings and good evening. It is your host, Day, a.k.a. Daydream Austin, and this is The Day Show. Anyone who used to listen to the show and is, you know, listening this evening, you know that I've taken a long break, but now I'm back. And I've switched up my focus a bit. My focus before was strictly like relationships and dating and love and things like that. But I've been on a very, very interesting spiritual journey, and I'm going to be talking all about that. So you'll be hearing that, and it should be interesting. I'm going to be interviewing a very, very special guest tonight, and I'm really excited about that. But really quickly, I'm back to doing videos on YouTube, so I ask that you would follow me there at youtube.com/daydream01. So that's exciting. It's a little daunting for me as well because I typically do not like to share certain stuff, and I feel like spirituality has been a really tricky one for me where I kind of feel like, okay, should I share this? You know, should I share this much of myself? Especially since I grew up in one religion, per se, and now I'm stepping into the waters of another tradition. So it's a little tough for me to share that, but I'm making it a point to be more honest and open about my life, you know, my just my journey, because we all have our journeys, right? And they're all different. And we just need to be open about that, and that is fine. So our guest today is a very good friend of mine, someone I'm really excited to talk to. We have a short show. Her name is Amber, and actually she has a business she started called Ask Amber, and she's a psychic medium, a really, really good one. And I'm waiting to see if she's on the line. I don't see her number, but I'm wondering if she called from another one. So, Amber, if you're on the line, you have to let me know what number you're calling from because I see some other ones here. So if you want to text me that, that would be cool. We have a good amount of callers on the line. That's exciting. So I'm waiting for her to come on. But I remember the first time, you know, I asked her to, like, read me or just give me some information. She was able to see the entire situation. Like, she was able to see the environment. She was able to see the person I was speaking to, what the person had on, you know, what was around us. It was very, very interesting. Very scary, but very interesting as well. So, you know, she's really sharp, really, really sharp. It's kind of scary. To be honest, like, I remember my heart was pounding in my chest, like, oh, boy. You know, is she serious? Like, it really felt like she was in the situation. She was there with us, and she wasn't, you know. So it was really, really scary, to say the least. So I'm trying. Give me one moment as I try to see if she is on the call. I have a 646 number, 323-516-904, and a 210 number. So I'm not really sure. So really quickly, you know, the questions I were going to ask are actually questions I can answer myself since I haven't been on in so long. So if any new listeners, like I said in the beginning of the call, my name is Day. I am a self-published author, a visionary, just a being. Like, I'm more focused on just being, you know, being here and being authentic. And that's very important for me right now. I am in the process of doing a lot of study of myself, study of life, study of all that's going on. So that's very interesting as well. When I study, I see a lot of what is going on in me, you know, with me out in the world. And it makes me want to share it, you know. So even in my book was about, it's called The Not So Patiently Waiting Handbook. And it was about, it's about this waiting process of wanting to be a wife and wanting children and, you know, all of this self-reflection I've had to do in the process, and also looking at some of the patterns that I've had and how they're just not, some of them are really not conducive to me being in a relationship, you know, or being in a solid relationship, so having to see those things. So when I write, you know, it's just like me sharing, me pushing it out into the world because, you know, I feel like other people can relate, and that's the hope, you know. So that's what I do. I just share. I get a lot of information, a lot of spiritual information, and I give it back to the world. And it's my hope that people are receiving it and it's helpful for them. So that's one thing. Another question I was going to ask her is about her gift. How did she know she had this gift? And, or when did she know? And that's interesting. I was thinking about that question for myself today. I was just like, well, when did I know that there was something different about me? I wouldn't say that I am currently like a psychic medium. I do have intuitive abilities. I do read tarot cards. I have seen spirit. Like when I say seen, literally seen, you know, I can be like wide awake and see something in front of me that is not there, but I can see it. It will manifest itself. And at first I would try to brush it off like, oh, this is crazy. But no, not really. You know, it's not really crazy. This is real, you know, and I have the ability to see some of this stuff. And it scares the hell out of me sometimes. I'm not going to act like I'm this big, bold woman who's all like excited about seeing the stuff I see. Sometimes it scares the hell out of me, you know. So, for me, I guess it's just getting to a point where I feel like, okay, maybe this is a gift, although it scares the hell out of me. Maybe it's something that is good, that is going to manifest into something different at some point. So we'll see. We'll see about that. And, you know, obviously I have, I just have a slew of other things that I'm good at that I'm really seeing now, but expression is my big one. And the last question I was going to ask her before we did meet readings was about growing up a Christian, right? Because I, you know, I know her personally. So growing up a Christian and accepting and sharing this gift, although in the Bible, you know, it's basically shunned. Like there are scriptures, multiple scriptures that say you should not, you know, you just shouldn't. Shouldn't speak up. You shouldn't, you know, be out there calling yourself a psychic, a medium. It's just, it's not for some reason. That's just the message that was put out there. And that makes me think about myself and the tarot card readings. You know, and I'm just like, I remember when I first started doing it, I remember being taught that and, you know, reading that as a child growing up as a Christian myself and as a young woman. And now that I'm practicing something that is, you know, looked down upon in the Bible, it really, you know, it really makes me stop and think, like, what is it? You know, why is this thing so bad? And it's funny because as a practitioner of an, an African spiritual tradition, Ifa, in my tradition, we are taught that divination is necessary. You know, you not only do you go to the people that are, you know, more trained than you and get divination, but you are trained yourself in how to divine for yourself and eventually divine for others. So, you know, it's just, it's really like, okay, what is so wrong about it, and wondering why that's even in the Bible. And a part of me wonders if it's tied to the oppression of African people. When they were taken from Africa and brought here and made slaves, a lot of them were stripped of their culture. So if your culture is teaching you to be empowered and to, you know, be able to see, you know, through this veil of material, through this, you know, veil of what we see, and you're able to see beyond that. And you can see some of the things that are going to come, and you can actually do things to change them. That's a skill that was taught in these traditions. And maybe the oppressor was just like, no, you know, we can't have them doing that. We cannot. And you know what? We're going to put this in. And I know there's people who believe that the Bible has not been changed, and I don't believe that. I believe it has been manipulated. And to be honest, I would love to see what the Bible looked like before people got their hands on it and started to use it for their own benefit. I would really, really love to see that. So for me, reconciling this, you know, these new practices I'm doing with my old learnings of Christianity, I know that there is a greater truth, and I will not be locked into any one. You know, I feel like truth is really varies by our perception, and we know that with all of the people in the world, there are many, many different perceptions. So I know there are many, many different truths, and some truths are universal truths, and they don't change. You know, they are like the law of the land, the laws of spirit. But then there are other truths that kind of change and shift and move from person to person. So that's what I do when I'm looking back. I'm just kind of like, you know what? I'm going to just really study different things. And those things that feel true to me are the things that I'll stick with. And I know those will change over time. So that is how I move forward. So what I'm going to do really quickly is try to see if Amber is on the line. Give me one moment. Thank you so much for listening. Hello, hello. I am back. Okay, guys, so I do not see, I can't reach her, and I don't know if she's coming. So what I'm going to do is I do tarot readings, like I said, and since she's not on, I can offer tarot readings if you had a particular question or if you just wanted to talk. So if you are interested in getting a reading or speaking to me now, since Amber is not on, or I don't think she's on, I don't know, based on the way the calls are, we can do that. So if you are interested, press number 1, and I'll be able to take your call. So I know I had somebody who was on the line that was interested. Okay. 516 and 21. Okay. Hold on one moment. Hello, 904?
Hello.
Hi, who may I ask is calling?
My name is Sarah from Florida.
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. I really appreciate it.
All right. I have enjoyed, and I can't wait to hear more about your transitioning.
Oh, thank you, thank you. It's been a little tough, but I love it. You know, I love it. I love that I'm being true to myself, so that helps a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a question?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how that works with the tarot reading.
We can see.
I guess my main question is, when are things going to really shift for me? I mean, I'm grateful for a lot of things, you know, but I'm ready to get back to my independence.
Yes.
As I knew it. I've gotten a little comfortable because nothing is, you know, there's no pressure, no real pressure where I'm staying at, but I feel like where I'm staying at is, who holding me back?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, I just feel like it's holding me back. You know, I mean, I'm grateful for a place to stay where I don't have any real pressure put on me. So it would make me re-examine myself if somebody else was in my situation.
Understood. What's interesting, I'm sorry to cut you off, but what's really interesting is I listen to you saying that, and it's the same way I feel. Like I'm going through a situation now where I don't have my independence, where, you know, I am kind of in like this transition and wondering the same thing. So I really do understand how that feels and wanting to move forward so badly, but not really seeing the movement coming to pass, you know?
Yeah.
That's tough. So what I'll do is I'm going to pull a card just to get a sense of the energy around, you know, you wanting to know when things are going to move forward, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And just for example, I have a car, and I did pay a good amount of money for it, and the repair that is, and it's been like, I drove it 30 miles, and the next day, the car wouldn't start. So, anyway, it's like I can't, I feel like once I get my car started, that'll help me to feel a little bit more independent, so to speak.
Yes. Interesting.
So the mechanic
okay.
that fixed it, you know, he never called me back, and I don't chase people down to spend my money.
I know that's right. Good for you. Good for you. So, Sarah, I pulled a card for you. And the card that came up is the Two of Wands. And in this card, we see a man. And he's standing on, like, a balcony, and he's looking out over this expanse of land. And down in the land that he's looking at, we see houses and, you know, just trees and water. Some mountains are off to the side, and there's a wand that's firmly planted next to him, and then there's one that he's holding, but he's also holding the globe, like a little symbol of the earth, in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So what this shows me, the Two of Wands, first of all, wands is like intellect, not intellect, I'm sorry, that's the swords, the intellect, but the wand is more like a spiritual type of fiery energy. So that's a masculine energy, and that's what we have here, this man standing here. So what it shows is that something already, like you had something that was firm. You were at a point before all of this happened where you had everything set up. You were independent. You had that, and you know what that feels like. But now you're looking forward, right? And that's what that wand being firmly planted means behind you. It's behind him, the one that's firmly planted. So before him, though, he's holding the other wand, and then he's also holding the world and looking out onto the land. So he has these things that he's accumulated from the past, you know, and that's past, and now he's looking forward, and he's really trying to figure out what is next for him. You know, so the wand he holds in his hand, that shows that you know, you're looking for a new sense of stability, but you don't have it right now. You know, he's looking out into the world kind of waiting. And I think that's the period that we're both in right now, is this period of waiting. And you see the mountains in the distance, and mountains can mean a lot of things. They can mean enlightenment, but they can also mean that things are rocky. You know, so you've come from a really rocky background. But the good thing is he's looking out now over, like, a very pleasant, you know, outlook over the water and the land and the houses. So those things are coming. I pulled another card to just get a better sense of it. And you got another masculine energy, but it's good. You got the Knight of Cups. So the Knight of Cups is a messenger. The knight is a messenger, but it's a messenger around emotion. And in that card, he's on a white horse. And it looks like he's moving slowly, but the background is very, like, barren. So it's another thing where we see it's just like, okay, he's not surrounded by, you know, all of this lushness and the houses and all of this. But what this tells me is that there is some type of emotional message coming in that I think can show you how to get to the next step. You know, like it can prepare you to move forward to that time, you know, that you're looking for. I can't give you a date, But I can tell you that there is something in you that if you tap into it, it will show you how to get to that point. You understand? Like, it's an emotional message that's coming through for you that will tell you how to move to the next step so that you can move forward into that, you know, independence again.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope to get the same message because I'm ready to move as well. And the good thing about the knight is he's on the horse and he's moving forward. You know, he is doing that. Like the first guy that we pulled, he was standing still. This one, he's moving. You know, he's on the horse, he's moving forward, and he's holding this golden chalice, this golden cup. The cup actually is representative of the feminine emotion, too, like, you know, just the feminine. So because I picked two cards that are masculine, I'm going to suggest that you also tap into that feminine knowing, you know, like that intuition we have, because I feel like that's going to be the key to helping you move forward. And I feel like as I'm telling you this, the message is for me as well. So I'm going to take it and be happy around with it.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Sarah. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, you guys, you know, I had to do this impromptu readings because Amber didn't call in, so I'm doing tarot readings, and I'm going to go to 210 now. Hello, 210, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Edna. I'm Sharon Foster's baby sister.
Hey, Edna. I love your sister. Hey, Sharon. How are you feeling today?
I'm well. I'm well. And you?
I am good. This caught me a little off guard. I didn't know I was going to be doing readings today, but, you know, when something calls, you just gotta do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No fear. So I'm going for it. And do you have a question today?
I kind of did, but that kind of answered some things for me as well, listening to her. I guess my main question is, I guess my car, how long it will be. I have an idea, but just my own transportation.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's interesting that she was talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
And that her answer.
Do I need to ask my question?
Well, let's see what energy comes up around it with the cards anyway. I'm not sure if I'll be able to give you an exact time frame, but who knows? Mm-hmm. We'll see what the card says.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting ready to pull a card. I'm just shuffling and telling the cards that this is for you in reference to your transportation. Oh, we got another wand. This is very interesting. I'm going to, like, really study this when I get off. So we have about 5 minutes left. So let me hurry up and get to this. So remember, I was telling Sarah, she had the two of wands. You have the three of wands. And the three of wands shows another. This is another man looking out onto the water, right? He's looking out onto an expanse of water. There are three wands firmly planted into the ground, and wands are like fiery, very transformative and spiritual energies. And then on the water, there are three boats, so we have this number three coming up. And then there are mountains in the distance. So this is someone who has, just like I was telling the last caller, has some things behind him that he's established, that he's proud of, and then in front of him, he's kind of looking out, and that same waiting. You know, we have another card of waiting, waiting, waiting. But in terms of the time period, I'm wondering if the number three has something to do with how long it's going to take you to get your car. You know, like three, I don't know if it's 3 days, 3 weeks. I don't think it'll be as long as 3 months. But there's something in the number three. Does that sound familiar to you?
Well, I was thinking about 3 to 4 months before I got one.
Yeah, because I wanted to say 3 months, but I'm like, no, that's too far. But, yeah, it might be because for the number 3 to come up in the card, and it's the number of the card is the number 3, then we have the 3 wands, but then we also have the 3 ships out on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So that really might be around the time then. Maybe it will be around 3 months. I know 3 is figuring in strongly.
Okay.
So hopefully it'll be as soon as you need it, sister. I'll put that good intention out there for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it, okay?
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
You too.
All right, everybody. So, yeah, I guess I'm doing tarot readings. That seems to be what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to go to, let's see, we have 2 others. Who is, I'm going to try to get both, but let's see. Let's go to the 516 number. 516, you're live. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, is it you, Sharon?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I am a little caught off guard, but I make
good,
the most.
Though.
Thank you. I'm making the most of it, girl. What can you do? You know, I do what I got to do.
Yep.
Did you have a question this evening?
If you want to pick a random card for me around just the energy in general.
Yay, I like that. That sounds like fun.
No pressure.
Yeah, let's do that. See what's going on around you. Random cards are always fun. There's some cards, some days where I'll pick like a random card to see the energy. Girl, I've gotten the Death card. I've gotten the Ten of Swords where I'm, like, all stabbed up in the back. I just be like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? But I notice when I get those cards, it's usually my own mind. Like, you know, I'm just down on myself for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey. All right, first of all, I don't understand why we're getting all these wands, okay? Every card, almost every card has been a wand. So we have about a minute or so left. So your card was this, your card was the 7 of Wands. So in this card, we have a man standing on like this really unstable, hilly type of area, and he's holding a wand as if in a defensive position, and he has all of these other wands being like thrown up towards him, like somebody's trying to beat him up. So the energy of the day is having different obstacles thrown at you. And you have to defend yourself. But the good thing is your vantage point is so clear that you can defend the different, like you can deflect the different attacks that are coming. So it may have been a hard day. You might have some, you know, other obstacles coming, but you're going to get through it because you are in the defensive.
Okay.
And I'm sorry I have to close this show. We're about to close. Thank you so much for calling, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, everyone, I have to say goodbye. We're logging off. If you want to look in this show description, if you're logged on to the site, you'll see Amber's connection there, the way to reach out to her for a reading, and then you'll also see ways to connect to me. I'm on facebook.com/daydreamaustin, and please go to YouTube and check out my new shows, okay? It was so nice to talk to you today. Thank you for going with me through this. Bye-bye.